Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. The title of today's sermon is The Wicked Day. The Wicked Day. I'm only going to read one scripture, and then I'm going to hold forth here. It's been building up, and I haven't known what to say. Yahweh's putting this on my heart. He just gave this to me this morning. I've been getting ready for it, getting the scripture, etc. It's 7:42 in the morning of the day that this will air. He does that. The best laid plans of mice and men. And then Yahweh decides something else. Talking about the wicked day. Turn to the book of Ephesians, please. Chapter 6. We're going to begin at verse 11. That's chapter 6, verse 11 in Ephesians. Verse 11. Put on the complete armor of Elohim, for you to have power to stand against these schemes of the devil. Now, I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. This is my favorite read here. And for that verse, you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 17. It's Wisdom 5, 17, verse 12. I pay very close attention to this. This is one of the main parts of what we in Christian Identity believe. It's one of the foundational ideas. Verse 12 of chapter 6 of Ephesians. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies or high places. Some have high places, okay? Elevated status here on this planet. High places. Verse 13 of chapter 6. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Elohim. Again, it says that, complete armor of Elohim. So that you have the power, that you, member of the remnant, have the power to withstand in the wicked day. The wicked day. Okay. Now I'm going to get into that in just a minute. Let me finish all these scriptures here. The wicked day. And having done all, to stand. Verse 14 through 17 here reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 18 through 23. That's Wisdom of Solomon 5, 18 through 23, for verses 14 through 17. Now there's going to be verses in Isaiah that is going to reference individual verses here. Verse 14, stand then, having girded your waist with truth. Alright, that's one part of the complete armor. You can reference Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5 for that section of this verse. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, reference Isaiah 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, verse 17. That's another part of the full armor of Elohim, truth and righteousness. Verse 15. And having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace that will come with Yeshua Messiah. We will have peace in him when it's all over. Reference Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. Verse 16. Above all, having taken up the shield of belief. Well, there's no doubt in your mind that Yeshua is Messiah. Shield of belief, and you want to follow his words. You want to act on what he taught. That's belief. Not just saying, oh, I believe, and then don't do anything with it. With which you shall have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one. The burning arrows of the wicked one. Now, who's the wicked one? We've gone over that. It's the adversary and his children. And they call us all kinds of names and label us and cut off our funding and do all this other stuff. Those are their burning arrows. Right now. Verse 17. Take also the helmet of deliverance. That is what Yeshua gave us, our deliverance from our former sins at Calvary. Reference Isaiah 59, verse 17. Isaiah 59, verse 17. Continuing on in verse 17. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim. That's the sword of the Spirit. The word of Elohim. That's what we counter these forces with. That's why we are so reviled and hated, because we speak the word. Verse 18. Praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the set apart ones, praying for the remnant, our brothers and our sisters, to be preserved in these last days, the wicked day. Now that's the days of wickedness, okay? It would have plural application, but it's a singular description. But you can't take these literally. They are couched in a poetic form. So the wicked day. All right. This is 2019 in February. This show will go out on the 7th. We just had the State of the Union speech by President Trump. I'm going to touch on a number of subjects. I'm not going to read any more scripture, so just sit back and soak it up. He did a bunch of touchy-feely talking points and got a lot of cheers from one side of the aisle. And he's talking about the wall and this, and he honored these people and that people, and he honored a Holocaust survivor. Okay, and you're scratching your head, what? Yeah, he honored some Holocaust survivors, and he honored some people that stormed the beach at Normandy. There were a couple of real old dudes there that were in World War II, and he honored them. And he was talking about all this national security and all of this stuff, and he's got this wall thing going with these people. Back and forth and back and forth. And it's a great deal of deception, a great deal of diversion to get our minds off of what's happening to our Israelite people worldwide, not just here. And they had all the Democratic women dressed up in white. They were all dressed up in white. And then he comes out and he says, I want to get Congress to pass legislation to ban partial birth abortion. And got resounding cheers from a lot of people over that, but not the women in white. They sat down. They didn't clap. Because New York has passed an abortion bill that allows all kinds of stuff. And then Virginia, they want a bill that will allow infanticide. The baby will be born and then be made comfortable, and then the mother will decide whether she wants to kill it or not. And these bills are introduced by lawmakers that are supposed to represent the people. And I'm talking about the wicked day. What astounds me, and those who really believe in Yahweh and his laws, are that these people exist without repercussions currently, because this is the wicked day. That we would allow people like this to rule over us. That we would countenance their very existence and not slay them outright. Well, that's what the day of Yahweh's wrath is coming. But Scripture is talking about in Ephesians the days of wickedness, the wicked day. Well, it's singular as far as statement, but it's plural as far as application. The wicked days. These are the days of wickedness in high places. Says that, put on the whole armor, because we're battling against principalities and powers in high places. These are the open servants of the adversary, the servants of the devil. A lot of them are of his progeny. Uh, You know who I'm speaking of, the Talmudists. And the Talmud is not a holy book, it's a satanic book. Just Satan. Open Satan worship, open Satan signs, etc. on the ads and on the television, the devil vision, where they show mixed race couples as subliminal messaging that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's not okay. But then I'm a hater for saying that. Of course, Scripture says that, but they want to ban Scripture too. They don't want this. Publishing houses have changed verses, cut verses out. I mean, this is the wicked day. We're here. It's here. It's not coming. It's here now. What is more wicked than what they are doing? They form mischief by a law. These are evil people that we have that have been put in office by gullible, brain-dead white people and non-whites that have an agenda. The wicked day. What's going to result in this? It says that when Yeshua comes back, two-thirds of mankind will perish. Now, I'm not talking about Adam kind. I'm talking about all men. Because there's a great deal in Israel that are evil. They have gone over to the other side. They've made their pact with the devil. And they serve him for earthly things, for power, money, which are almost synonymous, comfortable life, stuff, you know, cars and planes and yada, 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 yada. And we in the remnant need to take a comprehensive look at everything that has been going on. We can't pick and choose one item because there's so many things that we need to open our eyes and see. There's all these little things that mount up to one great big thing, which is the big push that the devil is doing right now to do his takeover plans. The cooperation of the Satanic Catholic Church. The following of all these cults by all these people. Oh, you got to do this way and you got to do that way and all these different ways when there's only one way and only for one people. Now, we've talked about the flood, which is a flood of people. There's another flood coming north out of Central America. Trump is trying to do some good things. But the overall program where he is in league with Israel and pandering and kowtowing to Israel, that's wickedness. So don't look for a president to be a savior. He's not a savior. He may do some good stuff, but then he's going to do counterbalance it with other stuff that's not good. we in the remnant need to keep our eyes on what Yeshua has taught us. We cannot allow ourselves to continually be distracted by all these deliberate smoke and mirror tactics of the opposition. If it's a politician, it's pretty much sold out. Doesn't matter what brand name politician, it's pretty much sold out. Politicians are people that want to rule over other people and have a free ride and have a big name and have power and wealth. They all retire wealthy. How do they get that money? They sure don't get it through their salary. They get it through all these donations and deals that they're doing. They're doing these dirty little dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Yeah, that's what they're doing. All these little deals behind the scenes. They don't give the people the full skinny. They only tell them what they want them to hear. And then these laws go into effect and we get blindsided again. I didn't know it was in that bill. You don't read it before you sign it, Senator? Of course you read it. You know exactly what you're signing. You're part of it, Senator. Congressman, whatever. You can pretty much transpose the word sellout for politician. They're synonymous. I mean the same thing. Oh, there may be a few with some good intentions, but they're not going to last long. They're not going to get ahead. They're not going to get their things done. We're in the age, the day of wickedness, where the prince and power of the air, that's Satan, and his minions here on earth, and he has earthly minions and earthly children, they are holding sway right now. And everybody's, I'm gonna load up a bunch more ammo, and I'm gonna do this. And hey, that's all well and good. You might need it. That's fine to have it. But what's really gonna defeat these people and bring about the end of this is Yeshua returning with his avenging angels, with a flaming sword, flaming fire. I've read that Thessalonians passage over and over and over to you. We're dealing, we as remnant Adamites are dealing with things that are bigger than us. And the power of the world and the willing people that are willing to supply the enemy with their weapons have got them loaded up with drones and machine guns and all. And oh, it's so scary. Oh, it's so evil. How are we going to, you cannot war against the beast. What are you going to do? It's not what we're going to do. It doesn't have anything to do with us and our ego. What are we going to do? We're going to sit back and we're going to watch Yeshua and his avenging angels do their work. That's what we're going to do. Now, there may be a time when we are called out by the Master to fight and we need to gird our loins and go into battle. But that's going to be after our bodies have changed. We're not going to go out in these fragile forms that we're in right now. We're going to go out against the minions of the devil, and they're not going to be changed. They're going to be flesh and blood. And unfortunately for them, according to what it says in the scripture, which I believe, we will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And we will have our original Adamic configurations restored to us, and we will no longer be mortal men. And we will be able to exist in other dimensional aspects, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And they can have all the stuff that they want, all the technology and all that. They tried it at the Tower of Babel. They were going to shoot arrows up into heaven and kill God. Well, this is going to be a repeat of that. They're going to try to do their little thing, and they're going to get their butt handed to them. You know, and it's so hard to wait, isn't it? Doesn't it wear on you, folks? I know it wears on me. Just waiting for the clouds to open up and Yeshua come through, great Trump sound and trumpet, not Donald Trump. The trumpet sound, the shofar, the blast of the great shofar, and his heavenly army coming down. And those of us that are of the remnant joining up with that, having our bodies changed, we won't be old duffers, and the dead will rise first, and all those righteous. Just imagine how many Israelites have gone down that are sleeping in the dust that will be reconstituted and will be in this heavenly army. And these people think they've got an overwhelming force with their drones and their tanks and their guns. This is the wicked day. And they think they're so high up and they're so powerful. And they've got it going on and they've got it all over us. And we're already defeated. That's the delusion that they have been given by their father, the devil. Well, I hate to tell you, sports fans, but I read the last chapter of the book, and we win. So we're going to see some inroads. We're going to see skirmishes and battles. This is the wicked day. The fight has begun, brothers and sisters. The war in heaven never ended, and we're going to see some opening salvos and increasing violence here. In this plane of existence, on this planet, it's going to get ugly. Okay, so you preppers and all you people, add stuff. Have more than you need, because there's going to be some that are true. And they want to get off the fence and they get knocked off. They haven't perished yet. And when it hits the fan, they're going to need some help. And yeah, they made mistakes and they waited and they shouldn't have waited and they should have been ready earlier. And that's all. Yeah. You got to help your brothers and sisters if they're with us or not against us. And we're going to have to help them. So we're going to need extra to take up maintenance of these people that are going to come over, that are going to join us. Can't exclude them. He believed this and he believed that. Look, all of us were deluded at one time. All of us. Okay, yeah, there's the ones of the remnant whose eyes are open now. We've been blessed. Our eyes have been opened. And there are others whose eyes are sort of half open. They're seeing some of the truth. We got to help them along. We got to witness to them, and that's why we keep on doing what we're doing at EFR to knock guys off the fence. Because it matters. They're Israelites. They should matter to us. And if they don't, then there's something wrong with us. We're lacking on something. We need to examine ourselves. If you don't care, if you don't care about your fellow Israelites, something's wrong with you. You know? Oh, I'm sick of hearing them, and I'm sick of hearing their whining. Look. All of us were blind at one time. It just takes some people longer to wake up. Now, if Yeshua comes and the period of grace is ended and they're still on the wrong side of the fence, that decision will be made by Yahweh. But until Yeshua returns, until grace has ended, we have to keep on trying. Have to keep on trying. The last wake-up call, my remnant responsibilities, that was part five of the intro, you know, CI basics, back to basics. This isn't part of that series. Okay, I may do more. I don't know. Depends on where Yahweh leads me. But today I'm talking about the wicked day. And if you look around at what's going on, this is the wicked day. The wicked day is here. Our leaders, leaders in Europe, leaders in the United States, leaders in Australia, leaders, are not going down Yahweh's path. They're going down whatever they're going down. We cannot rely, even if they talk a good talk and they give a nice speech, they're going to have to fight the others in their own party, in some opposition party, and it's going to be a big stalemate. And very little will get done to counter the evil. Now, we saw all these women in white during the State of the Union. Those women that were not to rule over men, women are not to rule over men. See, that's the opposite of what Yahweh desires as well. These women rulers that are in apostasy were all for this abortion business. They were all for that. Even the killing of the children after they're born. Post-birth abortion. That's what they're passing to make it legal. Well, okay, you want to make post-birth abortion legal. Why couldn't we do post-birth abortion on some of these 50-year-olds that are doing evil? Abort them. You know, hey, it's good for a newborn infant. It's good for you. You know, yeah, you say it's okay to kill the children. Well, it's okay to kill you too. If that's the way you want to play it, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You can't have it both ways. You can't slant it down. You can just kill kids. No, that's not gonna fly. This is the wicked day. They're doing wickedness. in our name. Well, I'm a staunch Republican. And what do the Republicans do? They do the same thing as the Democrats after the election. And right now, they're in absolute gridlock, which is designed by the powers that be. They want this. They want people to be so concentrated on this nonsense that they're putting out there that they don't see what's really going on behind the scenes at the state level. They're putting these bills in at the state level. Sex scandals among the ruling class, the leaders, trannies. Had a tranny in the White House with Michael, whatever his last name in it. It's not Obama. They're not married. Two men can't marry. There were a couple of fags in the White House. Homosexuals. The Bible tells you what to do with men that sleep with other men. It tells you clearly what is to be done to them. Do we do it? No, it's against our law. Now, secular man-made law prohibits that because it's in direct opposition to Yahweh's commandments. This is the wicked day. We're right here. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. The wicked day. Look at the secular laws that they have passed. All the things that are legal according to man's law that Scripture condemns, that we're not supposed to allow, but it's legal here, it's legal now. It's okay. Passed the law. It's all right. Actually, no, it's not all right. Doesn't matter what man-made laws are passed. If it goes against Yahweh's law, it's an evil thing in the wicked day. Wickedness. Framing mischief by a law. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're doing it for quite some time now, and they're continuing to do it. And it's getting really blatant. We're going to have to wait and see if this so-called Congress goes against and passes this this abortion thing. Afterbirth abortion. Europe's got its problems. They went out of the European Union. They passed Brexit, but they're not out. They're supposed to be out, but they just keep stalling. They don't go by the law. They go by whatever they want. France is exploding. Germany's getting ready to pop. The rapes in Sweden. I mean, this is the wicked day, folks. Look all around the world and all the Israelite nations. Wherever Israel has settled. The genocide of the Boers in South Africa. They're moving all over the place, moving to Australia or New Zealand and Ukraine and wherever they can go to get away from it, because they're in the middle of the wicked day, the same as the rest of us are. We don't have to like it. It's being shoved down our throats. We're not given an option. They're bringing it on regardless of what we think. They don't care what we think. They don't care what we want. They don't give a hill of beans about what we want. They don't care what we believe. They're pushing their agenda by force. By force. We need to put on that whole armor of God to be able to stand and withstand it. We have to stand up and say, no, that's a lie. You're lying to the people. This is against God's law. We have to have that much faith that we can stand up and say no. Some of us are doing it. Others are not. Others are wavering. There are doctrines that have crept in with all this other stuff that's out there on the internet, all these websites and Planet X and all of this and demons living in caves. And okay, a lot of it may be true. A lot of it may not. But how does it affect the remnant? What can the remnant do about it? The only job the remnant has right now is to get itself righteous. Live Yahweh's lifestyle in our lives as best we can. Put on the whole armor of God, of Yahweh. Speak the truth, which illuminates, lightens up the darkness being ignorance, lack of knowledge. That's called darkness. Okay. Enlightenment and darkness. Enlightenment and ignorance. Okay. If you know the word, you know the law, you can live by the law and teach the law to others. Some will reject it. Oh, yeah, you'll get rejected. But are you afraid of that rejection? Oh, they might not like me, so. They hated Yahshua. They hated him enough to put him to death, except he was divine and he got up after a couple of days. And they've had a real problem with that since, haven't they? If they hate you, they hated him first. They hate him. So you're in august company. If you're in the company of the Messiah and you're following his teachings and they hate you for it, you're doing the right thing. You should be happy for that hatred. You're blessed. It's a blessing. Occupy until the end, even unto death. How many will do that? When confronted with violence in a bad situation, you're going to back off and capitulate? Are you? You're going to let the evil one and his minions run over you, run over your family, run over your life? Or are you going to stand, as it says in the book of Ephesians, stand with that whole armor of God on and withstand them? Withstand, resist, fight against, speak out against. Be obedient to the laws of Yahweh as an example and let others see your faith, your belief in action. Not just words, action. That's the key. Action. Action speaks much louder than words. Uh, I've had people here, they give out food here occasionally. Here's some nice pork chops. No, thank you. Oh, but they're beautiful pork chops. They're fresh. I said, I don't eat pork. It's unclean. Bible says not to eat pig. Oh. Yeah, oh. Gee. Boy, they push that. That's another thing that they push in this wicked day, is that swine. Swine so fine. Yeah, with a little wine. Ugh. Well. I've been following my strict diet and using my concoctions that I make up, you know, with lemon juice and apple cider vinegar, plus all the stuff from DIY Health that I take. I didn't take any insulin at all last night. Nothing. No shot. Didn't take an insulin shot. And my sugar level was not that high this morning. I took a much reduced dosage. And I hope in the near future, by being obedient to Yahweh's laws and praying without ceasing, that he'll get me off of insulin completely. I won't need any of their medications. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters. It says pray without ceasing for your brothers and sisters. Don't pray for material things here on this planet. Pray for the preservation and protection of the fellow members of the remnant. There's nothing more important than that. We need to pray for each other, and then we need to put our love of one another, our fellowship and love of fellow Israelites, into action. And actually help one another. Don't just give lip service, but actually do it. And you will be amazed at the results. Even in the wicked day that we're in right now, a little godliness goes a long way. It does. Oh, I know, I've been castigated. Oh, you've been a hater and you're so angry. I'm angry at the wickedness. I'm angry at the tolerance for the wickedness in the wicked day, that we are just so complacent. A lot of Israel is just spiritually lazy. That's a problem. I get angry at that. It upsets me. We forget the gift that Yahweh gave us at Calvary. I mean, he gave us an out for being the prisoners of sin. He gave us a get out of jail free card. We just have to take it, and we have to use it. We have to play our cards wisely in this battle, and we are in a battle. People that deny that the battle's going on, man, you've got your eyes wide shut. You're willingly blind, I guess. A lot of people are willingly blind because getting that knowledge and being obedient is too much of a burden for them. They don't want to rock their boat and upset the status quo. And they're comfortable in their life in this world. And they're going to suffer the fate of this world. And you try to tell them that, look, you're in a world of trouble here. We're coming down the home stretch. It's going to break out in very, very bad conditions very soon. We see it building up. We see the increase in violence. Not on our part. They try to say it's our part. All these white supremacists and stuff. Not the remnant. Those are the ones that are doing violence. They're either agent provocateurs or they're blind followers, and they don't follow Yahweh. They just follow their emotions, and they will suffer because of that. Their emotions are going to get them either killed or locked up. There'll be a time to fight. I'm not saying don't fight. But don't go looking for it right now. Now's not the time. We don't have our commanding general. We don't have the backup troops. And we're trying to go against the entire beast by ourselves. Yahweh says don't do that. But again, so many of our people don't want to obey Yahweh. They want to do what they want to do. They're willful. They're stiff-necked. Just like in the scripture where Yahweh told them, don't go up the mountain. I will not be with you. But they went up the mountain to do battle anyway, and they got their butt handed to them. Well, that's what we're doing right now. We need to prepare spiritually as well as physically for the second return of our commanding general, Yeshua Messiah. When he comes back, everything changes. Right now, our job is to hang on and to witness. Until the grace period ends, we are to be witnesses. We can have all our stuff in reserve and do the best we can to get ready for what's coming. I'm not saying don't do that. Not at all. I'm all in favor of that. I do it myself. I get ready. More and more and more. And I can help others get ready. But as physical action right now, as to confrontations and violence and all this stuff, all it does is play into the hands of the news media. It gives us bad press. And it hurts our witness for Yeshua. Yeshua was not a pacifist. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. I do not come to bring peace but a sword. Anybody that loves his family or friends or stuff more than me is not worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven. He said that. How many of our people are going to obey? I don't know. Not much we can do except preach on. Well, it's about time for me to cut out of here. I hope you get something out of the sermon, The Wicked Day. I've rambled on. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and may you be blessed in obedience to Yahweh. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Left, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.